We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First off, for those not familiar with the entire situation, please tell us what's been happening at the former Quickville site at Niagara Falls Boulevard and Kenmore Avenue.
Sure. So, I mean, it predates me. The site's been vacant for a little while, for some time. And past town boards have stepped up and thought about taking stringent actions to do something. It never really amounted to anything. So when my administration started working on Eggertsville and looking at Eggertsville holistically, we started to say we got to make changes at gateways and intersections and important places. So, you know, we reached out to United Refinery to start to have a conversation with them. We had a public use that we thought was a good idea. They didn't really have a big appetite for talking to the town constructively about town ownership or town doing something publicly there. Nor did anybody reveal to us any plans for redevelopment. And as we looked at the site more and more, we were able to obtain the parcel surrounding it, which is an L-shaped configuration, and said, look, this really wants to be a gateway park, someplace to, you know, start to tell people that the universe is fundamentally changing and different and green. We want to do green infrastructure and stormwater collection. We wanted to see the ability to make safe waiting areas for buses and multi-transportation components. And so we pursued it a little bit as best we could. And when we didn't get a lot of response, we started to pursue an eminent domain action. And the eminent domain action was challenged by United Refinery. They challenged it in state court. The court found in favor of the town of Amherst. Now the sort of next steps is basically trying to arrive at a purchase price by the town, or have a judge assign purchase value to it.
The owner of the property, John Katsimatidis, said that he's paid the property taxes over the 20 years. He's done everything he should, and he says that the town has no right to his property.
Well, it's first of all, the eminent domain action by a town for municipal purpose predates the Constitution. I mean, it's a long-standing right for a municipality or a government to take a course of action like this. But when you look at the property, right, the property used to have a building on it. Back when that building was removed, the property value dropped significantly. And I think currently that property value hovers around $32,000. And our assessor estimates that their combined town and district tax is just over $1,000 a year. So it hasn't been a huge tax payment, it's unfortunately it's caused more harm to surrounding properties in terms of property value than it has added benefit in terms of revenue to the town.
Have you made an offer to the owner for the property to buy it?
Well, we did. We reached out and said we'd like to purchase the property. Then they declined that, so then we took eminent domain action, and we said the value to us is about $81,000. We think that's fair market value. It's more money than the assessed value, they challenged that eminent domain action, but the court found in our favor. So, you know, currently where it stands is the town has a $81,000 value on the property, and, you know, it's up to them to either discuss, you know, what they think fair market value is, or, as I said, you know, I can can simply, you know, transact at $81,000.
Mr. Katzmatidis says that he is not creating any more jobs in the Buffalo, Erie County region. Your reaction to that?
Well, I would think that if you're going to make such a bold statement, then, you know, obviously there's something at play more than your investment in Amherst, because, you know, last time I checked, we were one of many municipalities. So, you know, I can't speak for the economics of investing in Amherst or investing in the area, but I can tell you that we have significant development pressure in Amherst, people who want to develop in Amherst, people who want to redevelop the west side of the town. And you know what? We're going to have plenty of well-paid jobs, plenty of retail jobs, if that's what people are looking for. So I'm sorry he feels that way.
You mentioned that you wanted to turn this into a park. How long do you think that process might take, notwithstanding the legal challenges by Mr. Katzmatidis?
I mean, realistically, we have a building we have to tear down on the adjacent property. So, you know, it's probably 6 to 7 months of work on site to do all of that. But, you know, it could be a year depending on the legal challenges and what happens next. And at the end of the day, you know, as a park, you know, we can put a park together in relatively short order. It's just a matter of getting to that point where we're ready to start.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.